This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off our broadcast tonight with a disturbing question. Are hospitals deliberately discriminating against unvaxxed patients, purposely neglecting them, and giving them inferior care? Well, now we have an inside-the-system whistleblower nurse who has witnessed the biased treatment firsthand. An interview with Stu Peters, registered nurse Corrine Lund talks about understaffed hospitals, with one nurse having to care for 6 to 8 patients at a time, thanks to hospitals firing staff who refused the experimental COVID injections. That means patients often get left to lie in their own urine, sometimes unable to feed themselves and essentially required to fend for themselves, Lund said. What's more, Nurse Lund said, simple amenities like the cushions in the nurses' chairs are being removed, and the couches in their break rooms are disappearing. This led Peters to wonder out loud if the intention isn't to, quote, collapse the once great American healthcare system, end quote. Let's listen to part of that interview between Stu Peters and Corrine Lund.
And this system collapse is absolutely 100% being done on purpose. This is by design. How are you going to find people to work for you when you're telling them that they have to be injected with something that has caused unprecedented amount of injury and death?
Right. I mean, how? And at this facility, and I've heard from multi-campus float pool nurses that other facilities as well are starting to have an increase in their nurse patient ratio. And for example, there are many times I usually work 1 to 4. Now we are asked to work 1 to 6. It's becoming more and more frequent, and they keep telling us, well, we're short staffed today. We have to do this. We have to make these accommodations. And being the nursing that we are, we care for our patients, and we gladly do that. We're going to do the 6 to 1 again, and we rush through patient care. We do our best. We do our very best. And then typically overnight, they can't find staff for the morning, and we are frequently asked to volunteer to stay an extra 4 hours.
Okay. It appears the full list of names in Jeffrey Epstein's and Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book will remain hidden from the public, possibly forever. The book contains the names and addresses of nearly 2,000 world leaders, celebrities, and alleged victims of some of the most horrendous sex crimes. Maxwell's defense attorneys came to an agreement with prosecutors over the weekend not to release the 97-page directory to the public. Judge Allison Nathan had previously said she wanted to avoid, quote, needless, end quote, name dropping during the trial. The book was filled with contact details of Maxwell's and Jeffrey Epstein's famous friends, including Prince Andrew and former U.S. President Bill Clinton. Well, they had been mentioned sporadically during her sex trafficking trial. Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, and others mentioned in the directory have denied all accusations they were involved in any alleged sexual abuse. A redacted version of the book was published online by Gawker in 2015. Juan Alesi, Epstein's former Palm Beach house manager, had testified that the directory was used by Ms. Maxwell to book massages from young girls, including at least one of the accusers in Ms. Maxwell's sex trafficking trial. A Los Angeles school is hosting LGBTQ clubs for students as young as 4 years old. What could children this age possibly be taught about such things, you ask? Well, how about transgender mutilation and two-spirit sexuality? According to a report from The Federalist, the Los Angeles Unified School District's Office of Human Relations, Equity, and Diversity hosted a 10-week online club for LGBTQ elementary school students. The group, dubbed the Rainbow Club, promoted two-spirit sexuality and taught the intricate details of gender reassignment surgery. The group hosted online meetings over a period of 10 weeks. According to the report, the virtual club was geared toward, quote, LGBTQ plus elementary school students, their friends, and their grown-ups, end quote. The Federalist reported that the District Office of Human Relations, Equity, and Diversity created a variety of, quote, short student-facing push-and-play lessons for educators to utilize in their advisory classes, end quote. Unbelievable. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
Welcome back to the Worldview Report. Turning to overseas news, a political leader who took on the pro-migrant, pro-Islamic forces in her home country of Denmark has found out just how powerful, corrupt, and vindictive those forces can be. Inger Støjberg, a liberal member of the Danish parliament, will now spend 2 months behind bars. What was her crime, you ask? She tried to rescue the child brides of Muslim migrants. The story of Inger Støjberg, posted by Bruce Bauer in Front Page Magazine, is one that will fill you with outrage and confirm that we do indeed live in an age dominated by the absurd. The commission decided that Støjberg's actions have been illegal, and members of parliament, including her fellow liberals, called for her impeachment. On February 2nd of this year, parliament voted 141-30 to impeach her. In August, a court of impeachment consisting of 15 Supreme Court justices and 15 other judges appointed by Parliament was convened. The entire process concluded this past Monday when the court, by a vote of 25-1, found her guilty of violating the Ministerial Accountability Act and sentenced her to 60 days in prison for ordering those child bride divorces. She admitted afterwards that she was, quote, very, very surprised, end quote, by the verdict and added, quote, Danish values lost today, end quote. Pia Kjærsgaard, ex-leader of the anti-immigration Danish People's Party, who certainly has no naive illusions about her own or any other government, confessed that she'd been, quote, deeply shaken, end quote, by the court's decision. Quote, I didn't expect this, she admitted. In Norway, Islamic critic Hedge Starhog pronounced that the ruling had made December 13th, quote, a dark day for Danish politics and society, end quote. And Hans Rustade, editor of the alternative news website document.no, declared the verdict incomprehensible, end quote. By now, everyone who is awake has heard the slogan of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset, which says that you will, quote, own nothing and be happy, end quote. Well, tonight, we bring you a shocking story about how global technocrats and their Wall Street banking buddies plan to bring that about. This is a story of greed, corruption, and the ultimate deception. The world's biggest banks plan to finance the purchase and engineer the control of massive swaths of land that remain in independent hands. They will seize the natural resources and then sell them as credits on the New York Stock Exchange. Wall Street bankers are creating a new type of investment vehicle known as, quote, natural asset corporations, end quote, or NACs, that will facilitate the stripping away of land rights using the power of eminent domain when necessary in a way that will appear as though it's an effort to save the environment. Both the BBC and The Guardian recently gushed over a survey that showed 4 in 10 young people now have almost uncontrollable anxiety about the climate. According to the survey, nearly half of 16 to 25-year-olds around the world are hesitant to have children as a result of what they believe is a climate crisis and feel governments aren't doing enough to prevent it. After financing the alarmism and hysteria about man-caused climate change, the bankers now step in classic Hegelian dialectic style to offer up the solution. As I've said for years, they create, they manufacture the crisis, and then they offer up the solution to get the public to go where they otherwise would never agree to go. So enters Wall Street with its unquantifiable talent for financial trickery and sleight of hand. In October, journalist Whitney Webb reported on one of the plans launched by a new group called the Intrinsic Exchange Group, or IEG. According to the IEG, with the help of multinational corporations, billionaires, and other investors, the UN and IEG will rescue the planet from certain extermination. From the report, in September, the New York Stock Exchange announced it had developed a new asset class and listing vehicle aimed at, quote, preserving and restoring the natural assets that ultimately underlie the ability for there to be life on Earth, end quote. The vehicle, known as a natural asset company, or NAC, will enable the formation of specialized firms, quote, that own the rights to the ecosystem services produced on a certain piece of land, such as carbon sequestration or clean water, end quote. The natural assets that these NACs commodify will subsequently be maintained, managed, and grown by them. In the U.S., Summit Carbon Solutions recently began work on obtaining land in northern Iowa for its proposed Midwest Carbon Express pipeline, according to Webb and another report by the Daily Veracity. Summit Carbon Solutions, an offshoot of Summit Agriculture Group, is behind the $4.5 billion Midwest Carbon Express project. It would be the largest carbon capture project in the world, with the goal of sending 12 million tons of CO2 annually to western North Dakota, where it can be stored underground. Landowners expressed concerns regarding Summit Carbon's use of eminent domain, which allows the company to build the pipeline on land without consent from the landowner. Patrick Wood, who follows the global technocracy movement, called out the NAC idea as a global scam comparable to those pulled off by the 20th century robber barons. Quote, since the 1970s, I have said that the, quote, new international economic order, end quote, was nothing less than a massive resource grab to suck everyone into the hands of a narrow group of oligarchs, end quote. Woods went on to say, quote, this was later revealed as sustainable development, aka technocracy. How else could the World Economic Forum say you will own nothing and be happy? Well, somebody has to own everything. This has been right in plain sight for decades, end quote. Patrick Wood continues, quote, technocracy is a resource-based economic system where everything is managed for the common good by scientists and engineers. The UN's sustainable development economic model is based on technocracy and promotes the management of all resources on Earth by so-called science, of course, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Retailers and shopping channels have canceled myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. To thank you all this Christmas, we want to pass the savings directly on to you. At MyPillow, we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, mattresses, towels, and so much more. These are the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. This Christmas, I want to offer a message of faith and hope. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. For a limited time, you can get my book and your choice of one of these seven amazing MyPillows. This bundle is regularly $59.95, now just $9.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. The Biden administration has been pressuring news outlets to serve as Biden's personal PR agency. He can't imagine why anyone would want to write something negative about him or his administration's policies. As Joseph Klein, writing for Front Page Magazine, rightfully intoned, the usual culprits will dutifully fall in line and back off of any criticism, especially with regard to his hyperinflationary economic policies. In an interview with NBC's Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon on December 10th, Biden said he no longer pays attention to his approval ratings. As Klein and others have reported, the American people are in no mood for Biden's late-night chit-chat with a washed-up comedian. As we head into the heart of the holiday season, prices are rising out of control for everything, from gas at the pump, heating oil, food, and other necessities. Consumer prices in November rose at the fastest annual pace in 39 years, increasing 6.8% over the same period a year ago. And we all know that the real rate of inflation is much higher than the official government numbers. Biden acknowledged to Fallon that, quote, people are afraid, people are worried, end quote, while trying to play down the devastating impact inflation can have on the lives of the poor and middle class. As Klein noted, Mr. Biden, in typical Biden form, tried to blame the American people's anxiety on, quote, inaccurate information, end quote. Quote, Biden and his defenders in the mainstream media are insulting the intelligence of the American people, who know firsthand the devastation that Bidenflation is causing in their lives, end quote, so writes Klein. Biden went on to declare, quote, we've been in less than a year and a lot has happened, end quote. Indeed, a lot has happened. So let's take a look. Surging violent crime in Democrat-controlled cities like San Francisco, LA, Chicago, Philadelphia, and many others. loss of energy independence, resulting in U.S. dependency once again on OPEC's Middle Eastern royal families, and the reckless withdrawal of all American troops from Afghanistan that sadly resulted in the deaths of 13 members of the U.S. military and hundreds left behind, and the abandonment, of course, of $80 billion in modern military equipment. Quote, "There's a lot of anxiety, and my job is to be straightforward. Shoot from the shoulder. Let people know exactly what the truth is and lay out how I'm going to try to make life better for them," end quote. This is what Biden told Jimmy Fallon. As Klein writes, Biden and the senior members of his administration have been anything but straightforward. Klein explains they said the Build Back Better legislation would cost nothing, a complete falsehood that has been debunked by the Congressional Budget Office. They called the surge of illegal immigrants, quote, seasonal, end quote, while the southern border was closed, secure, and not open. All lies. They misrepresented his Afghan withdrawal as an, quote, extraordinary success, end quote. The Biden administration and its spinmeisters in the corporate media may fool some of the people some of the time, but there are plenty who see the cold, hard facts every day. Everyday Americans, in fact, believe what they are experiencing in their own lives rather than the Biden administration's Orwellian whitewash. According to a newly released international report from the U.S. Department of Justice, four FBI officials were caught having sex with foreign prostitutes. The Department of Justice Office for the Inspector General concluded an investigation into six FBI officials related to their involvement with foreign prostitutes, finding that four of the officials engaged in sexual intercourse, while a fifth solicited, quote, commercial sex, end quote, according to the Department of Justice Inspector General report. A sixth official, quote, committed misconduct, end quote, by failing to report the incidents. At least that's according to the report. The place where the officials solicited sex with the prostitutes and the officials' level of seniority remains unclear. The FBI did not immediately respond to the Daily Caller News Foundation's request for comment. The investigation also looked into allegations that one of the FBI officials gave a co-worker a package containing roughly 100 white pills to be delivered to a foreign law enforcement officer. While investigating, the inspector general found that the official in question, quote, lacked candor, end quote, when questioned about the pills, denying placing them in a package. In a normal world, under normal times, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, would have some explaining to do. But with the entity people refer to as the federal government, now completely under the control of deep state operatives, don't expect Wray to lose his job anytime soon. In other news, a reporter from Border Hawk News, Wid Lyman, recently traveled to Acuna, Mexico, an entry point for illegal immigrants entering the United States. And what he discovered there might shock you. Lyman found packets that contain United Nations pamphlets giving instructions to migrants on how to make their way to the United States. But even more egregious, those pamphlets included information on how to not only enter the U.S. illegally, but how to apply for asylum under a false claim of refugee status. National File Editor-in-Chief Tom Paparet interviewed Wid Lyman of immigration news aggregate website BorderHawk this week. And Lyman explained that the pamphlets were found in large piles of refuse discarded by illegal immigrants as they trek toward the United States. Quote, "Then you notice on the ground, physically, the piles of trash, waste, human waste, animal waste. I mean, it's littered all across the Rio, which is a beautiful river," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "It's all kinds of trash. It's documents. It's paraphernalia that they need to cross. It's shoes, it's clothing, and it was truly shocking to see the volume," end quote. He added, quote, "I've been to a lot of U.S. cities, and I don't think I've seen anything quite like that," end quote. Take a look at some of the incredible video footage produced by Lyman during his trip to the Mexico side of the U.S.-Mexico border, a place few mainstream media journalists have dared to go. Hawk traveled to the southern border to report on the migrant invasion at Del Rio, Texas. Official figures indicate 1,000 illegal aliens are crossing daily. Local authorities say the number could be 3 to 4 times higher. When asked what sort of illegal immigrant crosses to the United States via Acuna, Lyman told Paparet that while it is difficult to know, he and his team found at least one, quote, packet, end quote, that contained information geared toward those seeking refugee status. Quote, in one of the packets, we found was a way to communicate and what to say about how to be a refugee, what constitutes that status, end quote. Lyman explained that the packets contained Spanish language pamphlets and materials from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The Mexican government and other governmental, international, or non-governmental organizations aimed at helping would-be refugees enter the United States. Quote, it was shocking. They're coached. They're well-funded. They're well-organized, end quote, Lyman said. He said this again in an interview with Paparet. Quote, it does raise the question, what is going on? Why are they here? What are they doing, end quote. New York City recently became the largest city in the United States to grant the right to vote in local elections to non-citizens. By a vote of 33 to 14, the city council, with 2 abstentions, voted to approve the measure allowing non-citizens to vote in elections for positions such as mayor, city council, and comptroller. The legislation applied to non-citizens with green cards or work permits who have lived in New York for at least 30 days, allowing them to vote in local elections beginning January 9, 2023. New York has between 800,000 and 1 million adult non-citizens living in New York City, which would amount to 20% of currently registered voters. But New York is not the first American city to enfranchise non-citizens. New York is simply following the lead of 14 smaller U.S. jurisdictions that have already opened up elections to non-citizen voters. Most of these jurisdictions are located in Maryland, a state led by a Republican governor. Maryland cities that allow immigrants with legal status such as green cards to vote include Barnesville, Chevrolet, Chevy Chase, Section 3, Garrett Park, Glen Echo, Hyattsville, Martin's Additions, Mount Rainier, Riverdale Park, Somerset, and Tacoma Park. All 11 of these municipalities are clustered around Washington, D.C. There are also 2 cities in Vermont that allow non-citizens to vote. Both took the plunge in 2021. And in California, 1 city, San Francisco, began allowing non-citizens to vote in school board elections in 2016 through a ballot initiative known as Proposition N. That's the Worldview Report for tonight. I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. Keep the faith and take care.